Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome in on tax day, ladies and gentlemen. Do you feel just a little bit poorer today? You probably should. If you owe money, you better get the check in the mail before the end of the business day at the post office. Hey, welcome in. Mark Cox here alongside Kim St. Ange and Carl Middleman here in the studio this morning. We'll get to Sue here in just a few minutes if there are any traffic problems out there. Kim, have you been covering the breaking news today, this morning?
Which breaking news? Because I feel like there's always a lot
going
on.
No. You don't understand it. Like, the most important thing that everybody listening to me needs to know right now, according to Channel 4 anyway, as I was watching as I walked in the door here. There is a pallet fire in East St. Louis.
Yes.
Billions and billions of pallets might burn.
I miss that. A lot of people travel through East St. Louis on their morning commute. So I should have warned the people. I just want to go ahead and apologize for not informing everyone. Your morning commute could be impacted.
I don't know. I'm just arguing that that could have been just a little bit of video of it. Hey, there's a fire over there. In case you're wondering what that big glow is just to the east, there's a pallet fire in East St. Louis. That's like when there's a tire fire, right? When there's a vacant house burning. Part of the beautification process. I don't know. It's just not the top story of the morning.
Well, you know what? Why it's a top story is because it's happening right now.
It's
and
easy.
If they can get a camera up there and show flames, they think viewers will be interested enough because, oh my gosh, fire, and stop what they're doing and watch the news.
Yes. Some things have not changed a whole lot when it comes to the TV news. But I don't know. I don't be too hard on those folks. At this hour of the morning, it's hard to find something new to talk about often in the news, local. And if it bleeds, it leads, it seems like. Well, nobody's bleeding over there, I hope.
No, but that cliche actually holds true.
Hey, it's inauguration day, too. Tax day and inauguration day. How fitting. Maybe that Kara Spencer is going to be sworn in on the day when the federal government swoops in to collect all of the money you owe.
And the day after the city has filed a lawsuit trying to stop the state from taking over control of the police department.
Which is going to fail spectacularly. Can I just tell you that? I mean, first of all, we got a couple of people we're going to talk to this morning who are going to drive home a couple of points for you, I think. Number one, and foremost, is that Megan Green is a very small-minded and potentially a vindictive individual as the head of the Board of Aldermen. Yesterday, I watched Elliot Davis live on his Facebook, as she was as he reported, the story was that she was planning to ban him from the Board of Aldermen from covering it as a member of the media because he doesn't technically work for Channel 2 anymore. She eventually backed off of that. She sent word through her spokesman that she was not going to ban him after all. But
those are public meetings.
She didn't like the tone of some of what he reported, I guess. So she was going to – well, I mean, you could always go up and sit in the gallery.
Yeah.
But there's an area down below that's roped off in the back.
Oh, where
he was
sitting.
Down there, where reporters can go onto the floor of the board. And apparently that is where –
got it.
He would not have been allowed in. So we're gonna get Elliot on this morning in the 8 o'clock hour to talk a little bit about what went down there yesterday. And then there's this lawsuit where she personally claims her First Amendment right to free speech, I guess, has been trampled by the state taking over the police department. In addition to the fact that she claims they're violating the Hancock Amendment by forcing an expenditure that's not funded on the city of St. Louis. Now, the biggest problem Megan has here, it's been pointed out to me, is that in the election last November, voters voted to add something to that amendment, which in the Constitution, which says, here's the exception. Any city for which the state has control over the police department will spend a minimum 25% of their budget on police. And, of course, famously, Megan Green, there's a picture of her out there at a protest with a defund the police sign in her hands. She hates the fact, apparently, that she's going to be forced to fund the police. So she's suing the state of Missouri as president of the Board of Aldermen in the city to try to stop them from taking over the police and forcing her to spend money on your protection. Just to be clear, that's what appears to be going on. Now, we're going to get attorney Jane Duker on here, who happens to also be a Democrat, at 7 o'clock. And you can get her take on it. Jane works closely with the police. She's got a pretty strong opinion on this one because she supported state control to begin with, because she understands what the local interference has meant to law enforcement in the city of St. Louis. But I'll let Jane explain all of this to you. I don't think this lawsuit, I think it gets dismissed out of hand. But it's on for this to happen on Inauguration Day and to understand apparently the deep-seated hatred Megan Green has for St. Louis Metropolitan police officers is pretty stunning. She's suing out of fear she'll be forced to fund law enforcement. It's an amazing story. When I read it yesterday, I'm just, my jaw dropped open. I'm like, she's suing because of what? Anyway, it's not going to go anywhere, I don't believe. We'll talk to Jane coming up at 7. We'll talk to Elliot coming up at 8. We got a full show for you this morning. Todd Pyro. We're going to talk to David McGarry. Of course, he's with the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. And how fitting that we should talk about to him on tax day when your money is due. I can remember covering those stories years ago, Kim, when they would put me out there for the 10 o'clock news in front of the post office downtown, with the long line of people trying to get in there before the midnight deadline. They had people out there where they would stamp your envelope right there as you stood there and then stick it in the box for you, so you made it by the 15th.
Well, that must have been before everyone started doing their taxes online.
E-file,
because how many people are actually having to do that these days?
Well, I mean, you can still e-file, but if you owe money, you have to mail a check. You see what I'm saying?
There's like no other way to do that?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, my mom owes a small amount of money, and I've got to stick her check in the mail today. Although her taxes have been e-filed, she would be penalized if that check was not dated by the 15th of April. So, or the postmarked, I should say.
It's funny how the IRS wants to make sure everything's postmarked by them, but for some reason, when it comes to voting, they're a little bit more lenient on the date.
Yeah, I don't know about the IRS being, but the government's lenient for sure. A lot of state governments are very lenient. Illinois, you can count votes that come in, what, 14 days after the date?
Something crazy.
It's just crazy talk. Carl Mendelman, let's get to a few top stories this morning, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The attacker was not a fan of Trump, I understand. The attacker basically wasn't a fan of anybody. It's probably just a whack job. And certainly a thing like that cannot be allowed to happen.
Yeah, definitely a whack job. Had hate for Governor Shapiro. His house was about to be foreclosed on. This guy was some sort of a crazed socialist. Watch this story disappear from the headlines quickly.
Who, again, is a member of MS-13... rapes little girls, murders women, murders children, is engaged in the most barbaric activities in the world, and I can promise you, if he was your neighbor, you would move right away.
Yeah, thank you, Stephen Miller. So yesterday, an MS-13 gang member was found guilty of murdering a United States citizen. Meanwhile, Democrats are demanding the return of another MS-13 gang member who was, oops, accidentally deported.
I wouldn't care if Dana Perino had 100 AR-15s. I wouldn't care. There are other people that I don't want them to have a plastic fork or knife because they're mentally ill.
Well, Trey Gowdy, talking about the elephant in the room, right? I mean, absolutely, the mental illness issue has got to be addressed. How do you do that? Well, guess what? It's 2A Tuesday. We'll talk to the folks from gun owners about that a little later.
City leaders threatened a lawsuit when Missouri lawmakers passed legislation to put SLMPD in the hands of that five-member board. And today, they officially went through with it.
Yeah, scraping the bottom of the legal barrel, I'm afraid, when it comes to this issue. Who knows? Maybe they'll judge shop it and find a liberal judge somewhere on the lower level that will give them a little bit of hope briefly, but I don't think for very long.
Megan Green claims there's some sort of a clause that basically would allow for her or others to be removed if they speak out against state takeover. That was something I had read. What? That I'm like, maybe I'm a little tired this morning, but I'm...
Well,
like checking my eyeballs. Like, am I actually reading that correctly, that that's what she's claiming?
If that's possible, I'm slightly encouraged by that. Could we really remove her?
Well, wouldn't that be fantastic? I remember interviewing her when I was at Channel 4. She's interesting.
I don't know. I don't know that if I've ever met her. I think I was gone from Channel 4 before she got involved in local politics, but... how she rose to be the leader of the Board of Aldermen is just a little bit frightening and very reflective, I'm afraid, of city leadership in general. We'll see if when the new mayor gets sworn in today, if that changes at all, but I'm not convinced that it's going to. We'll talk more about that throughout the morning. Got John Lamping on as well a little bit later to talk about what's going on in Jeff City, because we're running out of time down there. As usual. Carl Mendelman.
Yes.
Who's playing our national anthem today?
It's Do or Die tonight. The Blues play. They win, they're in. So someone text Jeremy Boyer because he's about to play our national anthem on the Blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Zorgan. Happy Tax Day. I know. Hopefully you don't owe anything this year. But if you do, many of you probably waited until the day to get it. To get it turned in. I don't blame you. Loved what Wiggins was saying there a minute ago about promo about 50% of the people in the country not owning anything. They don't own any taxes or any stocks. They don't own any property. They're renters. What we're talking about here, Mike Johnson yesterday floated the idea of increasing the top tax rate in this country. That is not what we elected them for. Now, Mike Johnson said he has no intention of doing that. I don't know who came up with that harebrained idea to begin with. The top 10% of taxpayers in this country already pay 70 or 75% of all of the taxes in the country. And when you reduce that to the top five or the top two, the number's still shocking at what percentage of federal government taxes that they pay in this country already. The idea that you can tax yourself into prosperity is insane. Don't tell that to people like Bernie Sanders or, AOC, who they both spoke at Coachella, Carl Middleman. And that takes place somewhere in
California.
Crazy California,
in
right?
The desert.
Coachella
yeah.
Valley.
Coachella Valley. And this was this was Bernie Sanders at Coachella talking to the clearly younger crowd there, many of whom probably wondered who the hell Bernie Sanders was. I'm just saying.
What happens to America is dependent upon your generation. Now you can turn away and you can ignore what goes on, but if you do that, you do it at your own peril. We need you to stand up to fight for justice.
Yeah, he's getting the crowd pretty fired up there. And then Tyrus came along yesterday on the Five and pointed out that the people in the very, very back of the audience paid $600 to be there. The people in the front paid $1,100 or $1,200, assuming they didn't buy the ticket secondary to be there, to hear Bernie Sanders tell them that they are the future of the country. He charged a speaking fee to attend this thing. He's a socialist. Listen to Tyrus.
It's not a battle for Gen Z. It's common sense versus BS, and that's BS. Bernie Sanders goes out there and tells a bunch of people who can afford to be there how bad their lives are. But every one of them can afford $20 lemonades, $30 cheeseburgers, and continue to cheer and have. That's a rough life.
It's true. It's true. He goes, oh, and let me apologize to you. I understand that at the end of Coachella, some of you had to wait 45 minutes for your valet parking car to return. Bernie, I've got a great bite from AOC. I'm going to play for you a little later. These people are losing the argument in a bad way. I mean, they haven't learned anything from what happened last November, where Kamala Harris went out on the campaign trail and told you how horrible your lives were, and she was the only solution to it. Bigger government is the only solution to it. And AOC and Bernie Sanders are touring the country trying to convince young people of the same thing. Rich young people, by the way, of the same thing. We'll be back with Kim on a Whim. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
It is Holy Week, in case you didn't know. Palm Sunday, this past Sunday, leading up to Good Friday on Friday, and then, of course, Easter on Sunday. Now, there's a good chance, like us, that you will be working on Monday. You look on your calendar on your phone, like I'm looking on mine right now, and you will see that it is marked on the 21st as Easter Monday. But essentially, that doesn't mean anything as far as federal holiday. You're still working. I'm still working. You don't get the day off. It's not like Memorial Day or some of these other holidays where we're able to take off. But Senator Eric Schmidt is hoping to change that. He's introduced a bill to make Easter Monday a federal holiday. He says, look, despite only two-thirds of Americans identifying as Christian.
Only?
Yeah, he says more than 80% of Americans celebrate Easter. So clearly, far more people than are identifying as Christian still celebrate this holiday.
Why?
And he says that, well, that's a good question. He says the current lack of a federal Easter holiday significantly limits Americans' ability to celebrate with family, friends, and church communities. I support this. I think this is a great idea. I understand that, you know, you could make the argument, well, there's already too many federal holidays. I get it. But you know what? I'd be willing to swap out maybe another holiday in exchange for this one. He says Easter happens to fall on the longest unbroken work stretch of the calendar. March and April are the only back-to-back months without a federal holiday. He says it would help the economy. He had like one of this whole tangent on why this is a good idea.
Well, that still doesn't mean we'd get the day off.
That's not true. If it's a federal holiday.
I don't think we get every federal holiday off, do we? The company
picks
and chooses.
I guess you're right. I guess technically companies could pick and choose which holidays they want to honor. But I still think this is...
All this would help this for sure would be people in schools, public schools, and federal employees.
All the banks,
employees.
Places like that would be closed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of companies, though, would honor it.
Obviously, it would benefit me. And obviously, I'm a Christian, and obviously, I celebrate Easter. But it's always on a Sunday. And I don't know if we necessarily need a Monday work day off because of it. So Schmidt's the one pushing for this, right?
Yes, he's the one who introduced the legislation.
I mean, I'm not strongly opposed to the idea. I just don't know if it's necessary.
And it's floating. Every year will be
so
a different day.
Right, because it's not like it's like Thanksgiving, where it's like it's the third, you know what I mean? It's not like it's like St. Patrick's Day, where it's always March 17th.
Okay.
It depends on where it falls, because remember last year we had Easter really early, and then you sometimes
first
have it really late. It just kind of depends on how the how
you
everything
can have
falls.
It in March.
Mm-hmm. We have had it in March, late March. See, I'm kind of opposite. I support this idea. I don't feel strongly about it. Like, I'm not going to lose sleep if this doesn't pass. I don't think it's like we have to have this holiday, but I do think it's a good idea. I understand where he's going with this. I mean, come on. I understand that. You know, trans visibility or whatever is not
that's
a federal
not a holiday.
Holiday.
Right?
I understand that. But man, we celebrate and do some really ridiculous things. That's why of all the things that we could be honoring and celebrating, the birth of Christ and the death of Christ and then the resurrection of Christ 3 days later, I would say is a very solid reason to
have a federal
holiday. Why don't
we take something? Why don't we replace something that's where we currently have the day off for? What could we do? So what is a federal holiday? How about Juneteenth? Didn't
Juneteenth?
They make Juneteenth a federal holiday?
That is
holiday?
A federal holiday. We're off
Isn't
for Juneteenth.
Is that a federal holiday?
Yes. And many businesses offer Juneteenth as a paid holiday.
We got it off.
We have it off. I think because of the social pressure.
If we get Juneteenth
pressure.
Off, we better get Easter holiday off.
Don't you think a lot of companies offer Juneteenth because if they didn't, they'd be looked at as like racist or you don't support this or whatever? A lot of companies
of course,
jumped on board with that.
That's why they put it on there to begin with.
Right. And that really wasn't a thing until, what was it, 2020?
Maybe.
Well, I think it was a thing back in the 1860s.
No, when it became a federal holiday is around 2020 when people started allowing people
holiday.
To take off for it and paying them. That was very recent.
Yeah.
Memorial Day, so you have... I mean, there's all kinds of things. I mean, obviously Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Juneteenth became a federal holiday in 2021, so
2021,
Joe Biden
even later.
Turned it into a federal holiday.
Yep. I remember that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see where this goes. It's at least something that you can talk about with your family and friends, because a lot of people are likely going to be getting together, and, you know, my family... and my husband's family, they're both in the St. Louis area. So we can either split the day up or, in this case, we're celebrating with his family on Saturday and mine on Sunday. But I know plenty of people who have family out of town. So they're traveling and, you know, they need that Monday off or they're traveling back late, things like that.
Yeah.
Mark, our old company used to give us Good Friday as a half day.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
I forgot about that.
I put it into YouTube. I was just Googling, like, why is Easter not a federal holiday? I put it into YouTube, and it's like a robotic-sounding response that I got. But listen to the reasoning that I got via Google.
Okay.
Easter Monday is not a public holiday in the U.S. because the country's public holidays are largely influenced by its work-centric culture and the separation of church and state. Unlike some countries where religious and cultural holidays lead to widespread observance of Easter Monday, the U.S. focuses more on secular holidays and has a limited number of federal holidays. As a result, Easter Monday, being more religious in nature, is not recognized as a federal holiday across the nation.
You're right. Christmas is very secular. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ.
Christmas is secular.
Very secular. I totally get it. Now, Thanksgiving is secular, and Memorial Day is secular. I can name a whole list of holidays that are secular. Christmas is not among them. I think that's such a stupid answer.
New Year's Eve.
No, that's very religious, Carl.
New Year's Day.
That's very religious.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm a little... I am a little surprised that they... I just don't know if we need to add another free day off.
President's
we already have enough trouble producing in this country.
I can't believe you'd be turning down a free day. Well, it's more like if you're going to celebrate Juneteenth, why are you not also doing this?
But I'm going... Well, I mean, Juneteenth is June 19th, right?
Yes.
Every year. It's the same day.
Right.
Easter is always celebrated on a Sunday, right?
Yes.
So I'm already off that day. And I don't know if I need to take Monday off just to say I've got Monday off for Easter, because by then the suit's put away and I've already gone to church the day before and I won't be doing anything that day.
I get your point, but let me just throw this out there. Most companies like ours give you Thanksgiving Day off and Black Friday off. You've already celebrated Thanksgiving. The reason why they gave Black Friday off was because, well, a lot of people are traveling, and for the economy, that's a huge shopping day. It's one of the biggest, if not the biggest day of the year for retailers.
I just do it all.
So it's not like you're still eating your turkey. Maybe you're having the hot turkey sandwich that next day, but you're done celebrating typically Thanksgiving on Thursday. Do you really need the Friday off, Mark? Maybe you should volunteer to work on that Friday then.
Just for the recognition of the fact that it's Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not opposed to taking a free day. I just don't know if we need any more federal holidays where we shut everything down.
Banks.
What's
mail.
That?
Banks,
I know.
Mail.
Mail. Yeah. I mean, of course, your mail's going to be late anyway, right?
Yeah. The mail truck here in the St. Louis area, not too far from downtown, was caught running a red light, and pallets of mail were
falling off
the back of the truck. And I'm sure, I imagine that all the mail workers, once they realized this, were scurrying, trying to gather all the mail. But surely some of the mail was blown away with the wind. So if that was your letter to grandma, good luck. Probably won't make it.
I know I've told this story before, but when I was working in television in Zanesville, Ohio, which is 50 miles east of Columbus, Ohio, a Brinks truck or some sort of an armored truck was going around the bypass around Columbus, Ohio, and the back door came open and a bunch of money fell out of the back of the truck, right? And people stopped and were picking it up as fast as they could. It was like a cash grab, and throwing it in their cars and taking off. Well, this was 1990 maybe, probably 1987. Nobody had cameras with phones. There were no real recording devices or pictures of that part of the interstate. And they were begging people to like $200,000 disappeared or something crazy like that. I forget how much it was exactly. Mm-hmm. But they put out a plea to the public. I remember watching the news conference. We do have some partial license plates. They're trying to scare people. If you come and turn the money in voluntarily, before we find you, then we're not going to press charges. Nobody showed up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nobody showed up to turn that money in.
No, I
there were no cameras, right?
I would not be the person running out there trying to grab the money. I would feel too guilty.
Yeah, but today if that happened, there'd be a camera on every corner and you'd see who was taking part in the money grab.
By the way, before we go to commercial break, yes. Joe on Facebook says, my company gives us Good Friday off. A lot of companies do, much better than Easter Monday. I actually can get on board with that. I would agree because I'm going to, my husband and I are planning to go to church on Good Friday and then Easter morning. So yes, I think that's a fantastic idea. I know companies that do that. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, if they want to do it voluntarily, I don't know.
We used to get a half day.
We'll see if this goes. We'll see if it goes anywhere. All right.
We didn't get to leave at 8 o'clock in the morning. We had to do the whole show.
Yeah. Quick break here. We're going to get to Senator John Lamping at the bottom of the next hour here, about 6:35. We're going to talk some more about what's going on. Of course, with maybe another Better Together effort, another merger effort. We'll get to him at 6:35. Stay tuned.
Explain to our audience why even a trip like this one, all the trips that we take in this space, yeah, benefit mankind.
So it benefits humankind, and I'm going to keep correcting
mankind,
the man-made and the man missions, because this is exactly what this mission is about, is expanding the perspective of who does space.
I'm sorry. You know, we covered this a little bit. It happened at 8:30 yesterday. They put four people in a rocket and one pilot, and they blast off, and they're in, you know, sort of space for a few minutes, and they get weightless, and then they come back down and the capsule floats to the ground and Jeff Bezos gets them out of the capsule. What exactly did they accomplish there, Kim, other than a glaring example of the identity politics that the left has pushed to tear this country apart? I mean, why did it matter who piloted the rocket? The person in the rocket had absolutely nothing to do with any of that. The control room, operated by Jeff Bezos, technically pushed the button that ignited the rocket. The rocket flew into space, computer controlled, ejected the top of the rocket, and then it floated back down with parachutes. It accomplished nothing. The gender, the sex, the color, nothing about the people in that rocket had anything to do with that rocket's successful launch or recovery yesterday. But it's got to be what does it say about the future of mankind that we were able to put an all-female crew in space? I don't get it. We could have put four dogs up there. We did that years ago. What was the big deal about it? What am I missing?
We put four dogs up in space.
We put a dog. The dog was one of the first ones. A dog.
It was the Russian dog.
It was a Russian dog.
And
that would have been pre all of us. Monkeys. We put monkeys in space. I mean,
no, I agree. They're making a big deal out of the fact that it was an all woman crew, and the fact that they're shoving it down our throats so much is what gets annoying about it. But what?
Gail King. I listened to a Gail King bite this morning. She goes, I might go get my ears pierced. I've never done it because I was afraid it would hurt. But now that I've gone to space, I feel like I could do anything.
I think I was 5 when I got my ears pierced. Very young. You can do it, Gail.
What
kind of scary
nonsense gibberish are we listening to?
I can understand why they would feel like they could do a lot more now than they could have done before. I know it sounds silly after an 11-minute trip up to space and back down. I get that. But I mean, that would be a crazy experience.
It would be.
If you're in it.
Cool.
For us, we're like, okay, you were up there for like 2 minutes after you actually got up there and then you went right back down. It would be really cool if you were in that rocket ship.
They were extraordinarily privileged to get a free ride in that rocket ship. You can bet. For the publicity, not a single one of them had to pay a dime.
No, of course not.
And Jeff Bezos' girlfriend is on a free ride anyway. So I'm just saying, there's zero significance to what happened there. Yes, you're trying to make something out of nothing. And the overreaction by Katy Perry about it's all about love. When I was in that rocket, all I could think of was love. And Gayle King's going to get her ears pierced now. Give me a break. I mean, I hate to be that cynical.
Is Gayle going to go to Claire's and get the people to do the little gun at the same time?
I don't know. We did it to my daughter when she was three. The youngest, Ginger, got her ears pierced when she was three. Get with the program, Gayle. It was cool, but it's really nothing more than that. Lots of people have done it. Oh, my goodness. What have we come to in this world? Coming up, we'll get to John Lamping at the bottom of the hour. There's talk of more better together. This time, maybe a build out in Jeff City. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.